I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Stand by for action.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What I do on this show doesn't matter. My legacy is cemented. I'm good with the listeners. They adore me. And what I say doesn't matter.
Jeff Lutz.
All you do is make it about you.
During the show, I want to be available and accessible.
Excellent. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a Tuesday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz. Jeff Lutz with me. Max Power, producing engineering, 869-1240. The phone number, yet another scorcher. You can water whenever you want out where you live, can't you?
Not really, because, the well dries up. Everything, has its limits. So we got to be careful. We got to conserve. We got to do our best not to explode with the use of water.
It's too bad. We need rain. We got any rain coming?
Yeah, it's supposed to get rain Friday into Saturday, Saturday into Sunday. So,
well, that would be just awesome. I would be so happy.
A couple nights of rain, hopefully, on the horizon.
Lots of rain.
It'd be nice if we got lots of rain.
Now that baseball season's over, lots of rain.
Yeah,
thanks for coming to the statue ceremony yesterday.
I don't know if I need a thank you. That's kind of an expected.
Well, I mean, it's still a thank you.
Well, you're welcome then.
We had somebody asked me how many. I estimated 300 to 400. Does that seem
yeah, it was a good crowd.
Out at McAdams Park.
Did CC say anything about me after this?
Didn't say a word.
Huh, that's interesting.
Didn't say a word. He met a lot of people yesterday.
I figured maybe I'd made it a big impression on him.
CC Sabathia, we're talking about, who was part of the Major League Baseball contingent, along with Dellen Betances, Jeremy Guthrie, and some people from their front office, Bob Kendrick, from the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. It was a who's who of baseball and a great ceremony. And really, the people who made that ceremony great were the kids. And we had, 50 of them out there last night? It was awesome.
Good amount. Where does the relationship now go between you and Major League Baseball?
Hopefully it's a long-standing one.
That's the hope.
Yeah. I think I've made a decent impression on those folks. I think League 42 made a decent impression on those people. I think they were impressed with what they saw at our Leslie Rudd Learning Center for our dinner and then over across the street. So we would certainly welcome the partnership. And it's already there.
Of course.
They donated $100,000. They're replacing the lights on the two big fields. It's been remarkable. So it's a little bit strange today. I knew this day was going to be strange, so I kind of prepared for it. But you talk about a calm after a storm. This has been that day.
Explain.
There's so much buildup for the ceremony, especially in our world, in our League 42 world. And now today it's over and things are
sort of back to normal.
I guess back to normal, whatever normal is. But it's been good to be home today.
Glad to hear it.
Left the house.
Fantastic. I did.
Well, you had to go to work.
I haven't been back to the house.
You had to go to work. That's what you do. The winds surge at home this week?
They are not, which is unfortunate. I've only got 10 games left.
Really?
Yeah, out of the 18 that they play.
You?
No, it's just how the rotation worked out.
I thought you were there pretty much every night doing either the scoring or
I tried to schedule as many games as possible, but we got three other guys that want to do their thing too, so do the best that we can. I've got 10 left.
I'm sure they'll be wonderful.
Yeah, I need more.
Too bad.
It's not
Sorry
enough.
About it.
I went too fast this year.
Here's what we have lined up on the show today. We're starting Big 12 football previews. They keep adding teams, which makes this job just a little tougher. I've reached out to several, heard back from few, but...
Well, there's 1,000 teams, as you mentioned, so good luck.
We do have Brian Howell from the Boulder Camera, buffzone.com. We're going to start this all off with one of the new Big 12 members, the Colorado Buffaloes. We'll talk to Brian Howell coming up at 2:25. At 3:25, Bernie Miklas from the St. Louis, long time of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He just unveiled a new YouTube show today.
Really?
And I watched it. Of course, I'm a Cardinals junkie, so Bernie will be here to talk about the Cardinals. And at 3:40, Anthony Kastrovitz from MLB.com will join the show. He was in Wichita yesterday for the Jackie event, did a wonderful story on MLB.com about all of it. He's in Kansas City today doing a story on Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, I saw him at the Negro Leagues. I didn't see him at the Negro, but I saw that he took a picture with Bob Kendrick at the Negro Leagues Museum. So, yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff. And Anthony couldn't have been more cordial, and really enjoyed talking with him about League 42. So we'll talk to him today about his experience here in Wichita and maybe a big league question or two. You're coming off a split in your series with Baltimore, and then you lost last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not.
Who'd you play?
Arizona. They blew it three times.
Now where are you?
Done. You know, it's us and the White Sox, the two longest losing streaks in the game of baseball, and maybe the two worst teams in the game of baseball.
Why do you do this to yourself? How can it be enjoyable?
It's not. And if someone came out with a YouTube show about the Guardians today, I'd be sickened by that person.
Well,
can't imagine how you watch anything about the Cardinals.
Because I'm a long-term Cardinals fan, and I want to see them figure it out in my lifetime. I didn't used to add that caveat. In my lifetime wasn't a thing. In my lifetime is now a thing.
I feel you.
And,
I don't know that?
I want the Cardinals. You don't need to worry about it. I want the Cardinals to be good again someday. And to watch them get absolutely bypassed by a team that won 56 games last year and now is in such better shape than the team I follow, it's maddening.
Well, a lot of teams are getting bypassed by the Royals.
The Royals have to be what they've been able to do with their front office and their ownership is a model. It's unbelievable. And they really went out and fixed their pitching staff. The Cardinals didn't. The Cardinals made incremental improvement, but they didn't really go out and fix it.
But who did Kansas City get? They got Waka,
Lugo, and they got Reagans at the deadline last year.
Yeah, so Waka, Lugo, and let's say Lorenzen. Those have been their last three starting pitching acquisitions. You line them up against Gray, Gibson, Lynn, you're not going to definitively say that the Royals,
no, but
going into this season, that would be a definitively
better
group.
But the Royals have Reagans backing all that up.
I understand.
All-star.
And they've gotten good performance.
They had two all-stars in their starting staff this year. And Sonny Gray has not been very good lately. I'm just going to call it like it is. Lance Lynn, up and down. Kyle Gibson, okay. They don't have a one or a two.
Doesn't seem like it. Well, Sonny Gray's a two at least.
Not lately. I wish he was.
Well, part of being a number two starter is that sometimes you don't look like a number one or a number two, and you have more ups and downs.
He'd be a viable number two, no question. But he's not an ace. And until the Cardinals figure this out, and they won't until John Mozeliak, and we'll talk to Bernie about all this. I'm going to be as direct with Bernie as I've ever been.
All right. Well, I'll let you kind of run with it. Take the reins on that
one. I got a lot to say.
Have at it.
You can ask Anthony Kastrovitz about the Guardians.
He used to cover them.
He's a Cleveland guy.
He is. So I don't need to ask. I know everything about the. I mean,
You don't know
outside of being in the clubhouse, which the access is not going to be given. I wouldn't assume.
Yeah, you and don't. You're losing games now.
Three in a row.
What's the
still somehow the best record in baseball?
How close are the Twins now?
3.5.
Oh boy, how close are the Royals?
5, I think. Still.
Well, you got an interesting couple of months coming up.
Well, we got Minnesota this weekend, so we better tread water against the Diamondbacks. Did you promote my guest for tomorrow?
Who is your guest for tomorrow?
Jim Ed Norman.
What time is he again?
2:25.
Good boy. I'll have to move some things around.
Well, he's going to be at 2:25.
I completely forgot Jim Ed Norman, who was in Shiloh with Don Henley, grew up in the same town in East Texas called Linden, Texas. And I guess we'll have Jim Ed Norman on tomorrow.
Well, he was the conductor during the Hotel California tour. He wrote the string parts for the Hotel California album and the Desperado album. And he's going to have a lot of stories to share with us.
Well, we'll get him on.
Yeah, we sure will.
I got Big 12 football previews I got to worry about, but I'm very devoted to those. I think they're interesting. They give me a glimpse into what's going on.
They will be interesting.
Big 12 football, and I need that, frankly.
Are there teams that, I mean, Houston, they're terrible, but it's still Houston, right? So there aren't that many teams that are just completely uninteresting in the Big 12 outside of Oklahoma State.
No, Oklahoma State's good.
Did you hear me call the Dallas Cowboys the Oklahoma State of the NFL?
No,
yesterday?
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear the show yesterday. I heard it wasn't. I heard the big fellow was fine.
You did?
I heard you weren't great.
That's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, that's what I heard.
I'm surprised that someone said that, to be honest.
How was the show?
It was okay. We did fine. You know, Anthony seemed like he'd been sedated right before the show, but other than that, we did great.
You got to bring it out. You got to talk to Anthony.
I did. I went at him. I did my best, and you know, we got in. He perked up as the show kind of went on.
Anthony's fantastic, but you gotta engage and talk about things.
We did.
You know, I mean, and maybe he didn't have his pineapple juice. I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
But I always look forward to Anthony. I'll do a show with him next week. When are you gone next week?
The 13th.
Is that the K-State trip?
No, that's the 14th, but I got something going on the 13th.
Well, 14th, there's no show the Royals play, which is good because I'm not available that day either.
So we're good.
So thankfully, we don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to be here the 15th either.
Well, we better get Jason Duda on the horn. Where are you going?
I'll be in Kansas City with my wife. We got a couple of appointments up there. I'm going to speak to a youth sports conference. Of course, you knew that.
You told me, but it's not something I'm carrying around in my brain right
Why
now.
Why don't you carry it around in your brain?
I'm just not that
attentive. I'll be at Kauffman Stadium addressing a bunch of people.
Well, that'll be good.
And then Thursday, we got an appointment. We're going to hang out Wednesday night. You have a little time away. Now,
Sounds
I worry
incredible.
About the puppy. But we've got people who'll come in and...
You don't want us to come check on her?
No, we need people here around the clock.
Really?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Misty?
Fine.
Absolutely.
All right.
And our friends are going to come in and do that for us. We appreciate it.
Nice people.
They are nice
people. They get to sleep here and stuff?
They do.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what? What do you mean, old man?
It's a good deal. Help themselves to whatever food they...
Sure.
Man, what a deal for them. You pay them?
Sure.
Wow. It's big stuff. It's heady stuff. You sure you don't want us to do it?
Absolutely, we pay them. And we appreciate it. And they do a great job. They love Misty. Misty loves them. So while I'm nervous about it, it's good to have people we trust.
She's in good hands, it sounds like.
Yeah. You been watching the Olympics? We're getting more into track and field. You haven't.
I've watched a lot of Olympics, in
fact. What was that reaction?
Someone told me that they'd be happy to do the show with me on the 15th.
Who?
You could probably guess.
David Michael Hahn.
Yeah, my good friend David Michael Hahn. I've watched a ton of Olympics when I've been able to, but I've watched some track and stuff and some gymnastics and swimming, but I've watched archery, we watched fencing, we watched a lot of the...
What, on the Peacock Network?
Yeah.
Well, you can get every event there.
There's a lot of interesting stuff going on outside of the three
big sports.
It's
hard to keep track of it all.
It is, and I don't like when it's overseas because I don't know when anything's happening. So I just put on that continuing coverage channel that goes all day, and they show pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They do a great job of showing the biggest stuff in the evening. So we've been watching quite a bit of it in the evenings. And I'm... Probably the highlight for me of the Summer Olympics is always track and field.
My favorite is diving, always has been.
Really?
Yeah.
Diving.
Love diving.
Have you ever dove in your life?
I'm not a diver. I don't even know how to dive. I can jump, but I can't dive.
Well, maybe you ought to try it.
No, I don't think so. I think I'd hurt myself. I don't know how
like diving.
I don't know how to contort my body.
You've seen one dive, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess there's something to that, but I just enjoy the diving.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but I mean track and field when you're competing against sports that have to be judged are fine, okay? I get it. There's qualified people doing the judging.
Oh, we got ripped off out of the synchronized diving gold medal.
I don't know about that. I don't know anything about it.
We did. I watched it. It was bad. Bad.
But sports that have to be judged aren't as enjoyable as sports where there's direct competition.
I understand.
For me.
I get it. And a lot of the sports in the Summer Olympics are not judged. They are direct competition.
Right.
And some of them are judged, mostly diving. Is there anything else that's judged?
Well, sure, gymnastics.
Not true.
Yes.
But you like gymnastics. You watch the gymnastics.
I like gymnastics because of the athleticism of it. I can't tell you how somebody beats somebody. I don't have any clue.
And the announcers on those sports act like we all should know and we're dumb if we don't know.
I don't know about that.
They're a little highbrow.
They do a good job.
They're fine.
They do a good job.
But they tell us these things as if we're supposed to know them, and I don't.
Well, they tell you so that you'll learn them.
Yeah, but they're kind of mean.
No, they're not.
They're kind of mean.
That's the silliest.
At least in some of the sports I've watched.
That's completely silly.
It happens.
Is what that is.
I was trying to think of where they were really mean. Canoeing, they were mean.
How was Max doing back in the studio yesterday?
Seemed fine.
Anybody come in? Anybody drop in?
No, just...
No Tony, no...
Saw Tony, but he didn't drop in.
You went to see him?
No, we just kind of bumped into each other.
Didn't say anything, didn't
he? Said hello. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
That's it?
Thanks for the bonus, stuff like that.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, thank
you. If I'd been there, he would have fallen over backwards.
I don't need that kind of attention.
Tony was at the unveiling yesterday.
He was?
Appreciate
I didn't
that.
See him.
I posted a bunch of photos on KFH Radio's Twitter page. I'm going to call it Twitter for the rest of my life. And I appreciated that.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, everybody. I say 400 people. I don't know, maybe more. But it seemed like everybody I know was out there.
I probably so. You have your derby folks out there? Any of those
derby
folks?
Derby people were out there, including John Parsons' wife, Carol, who spoke. What did you think of the speakers?
Good. It was hard to hear them at times.
Really?
Because I was standing close to the street and cars would go by. But, yeah, they were good.
How'd I do? Can I ask?
Fine.
Just fine.
Well, I mean, we were all there for CeCe and the other folks. But
how'd I do?
CeCe was good.
He barely spoke.
Yeah, but he was touching.
Here's what Jeremy Guthrie said after the event. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Because this just leads into my belief that you'll hear it.
Do I want to hear it?
I don't know. You'll get angry. He said we were talking about the artwork, and he said, "Did you have that done, or did who did that?" And I go, "Well, Ella Backus did it, and she was there last night." And he said, "Well, I thought maybe you were as good an artist as you are a comedian."
Oh my God, which is not good. Was he trying to say it's bad?
And that was just exactly what I needed to hear.
He didn't say that.
Oh, of course he did.
You misheard him. He must have said,
"Thank you to Jeremy Guthrie
coach
for that,"
or something. You misheard.
Well, I also spoke over at our dinner, and was pretty funny over there. Ask anybody.
All right, I'll ask.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll give you a number.
I snuck into the. We almost got kicked out, but.
Why would you get kicked out?
Well, they didn't know who I was, so.
Who said something?
I don't know her name, but she was.
Jacqueline?
No.
Jean?
Maybe.
What'd she say?
She said, "We're outside." So she kind of scooted us out, and I said, "Bob's my dad."
And what'd she say after that?
She said, "Oh, my God, I'm sorry."
Now that's funny. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we'll begin talking about Big 12 football. We got a lot of teams to cover. We're going to start off with the University of Colorado with Brian Howe from the Boulder Camera, BuffZone.com. Back in a minute.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Brian Howe joins us. He covers the University of Colorado athletic program for the Boulder Camera. BuffZone.com. Been doing that for a while. Brian, we're happy to have you. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. So I guess we start any conversation of Colorado football with how much do you enjoy covering Deion Sanders? He gives you plenty to write about, doesn't he?
Well, yes and no. The access is probably less than we normally get, but certainly there's no lack of attention and lack of interest going on with that program.
So last year they made the 3-win improvement. Do you think that signified that maybe Colorado is closer than we originally thought, maybe to contending in a conference like the Big 12, or did it signify more that there's still a whole lot of work to do?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I think what they did last year, that was a pretty big jump from what they were in 2022. And, obviously totally different roster. But to remake what that team was in 2022 and to win 4 games, and really, in my opinion, they should have won, a couple more and been in a bowl game. I think that was pretty significant. But I think they've got the pieces to where if things fall in line, they can contend in the Big 12 this year.
Interesting. We're talking Big 12 football with Brian Howe, the first of our Big 12 previews, Colorado, the topic today. So in quarterback Shedeur Sanders, receiver Travis Hunter, who also obviously doubles up in the secondary, they have two of the best players in college football. But it's going to take a lot more, and that's kind of where it kind of fell apart last year. They didn't protect Shedeur Sanders very well. They didn't run the ball very well. Their defense was pretty porous at times. How do you go about fixing that much, and do you think they've addressed those issues?
Yeah, and I think one of the differences is, in the portal last year, they were just collecting, whatever pieces they could get, and doing the best they can, whereas this year I think they were more calculated and selective in what they needed, and it was filling holes, and it was understanding, all right, we need – offensive and defensive linemen. They went out and got a bunch of them, and understanding we need to get, a couple more receivers, and they went and got them, a couple more pieces in the secondary, and they went and got them. And so I think the offensive and defensive lines are improved and better than they were last year, and I think they've got some really good receivers. I mean, they've got a kid, LeJonte Wester, who was number 2 in the country last year in receptions at Florida Atlantic. He caught 108 passes, and was also an All-American punt returner. They got Will Shepard, who was the number, or he was the leading receiver at Vanderbilt last year. And then they got a bunch of guys in the trenches that were starters for their FBS teams last year. So I think they're much improved.
How good is Shedeur Sanders? What do his prospects for this year look like? What do his potential prospects for the NFL look like? And do you think Colorado has fixed the issue that saw him be sacked over 50 times last year?
Yeah, that's the key. You know, they went out and got a whole bunch of linemen, you know, they signed Jordan Seaton, who was the number one high school offensive lineman in the 2024 class. And it looks like he's going to be the starting left tackle. So if they address that, I really think the sky's the limit for him. And, you know, I think if he has good protection, Shedeur Sanders can be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. I think he's that good for this year. And, you know, I think that he's legitimately a top five pick in the draft next year, if not the number one overall pick. And, you know, he's that good. He's fun to watch. And, you know, he's pretty darn good, especially when he gets that clean pocket.
Speaking with Brian Howell from the Boulder Camera, BuffZone.com covers Colorado athletics. We're talking about Colorado football. So, obviously, the Buffs are back in the Big 12, and they're leaving the Pac-12, which everybody left the Pac-12. So what's been the general consensus of people there in Boulder and Colorado about this move back into the Big 12? Are they happy about it? They obviously still have Utah, Arizona, and Arizona State with them. What's the general consensus of feeling?
Yeah, I think the general thought is that they're excited that they're in a conference with more stability, which they didn't have in the Pac-12 those last couple of years. And so I think it's more so that they're just glad that they're in a better spot. But there's especially a lot of the older Buffs are excited about some of those rivalries being renewed. And certainly, you know, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas are not there anymore. But you know, Buff fans have enjoyed rivalries with Kansas and Kansas State and Oklahoma State and Iowa State, teams like that, that they get to renew those rivalries. And they're excited for some new teams, too. And I think Buff fans are, you know, eager to see, like, a UCF and a Cincinnati and teams like that. So I think it's fun for a lot of people. And I haven't really heard negative from a lot of fans about this move.
So, you know, you talked about Colorado going into the portal this year more for needs as opposed to just kind of filling out a roster. Do you think this is a program that can achieve stability? I mean, whatever that kind of means in this era of college football, we know they'll go into the portal a bunch, as every school does. But is the trigger-happy nature of Deion, is that overblown, or could he continue to just completely remake rosters that underachieve?
Yeah, I think it's maybe a little overblown, but not unfair because that's how he's done it the first 2 years. But I think a lot of it is – the reason why I say overblown is that I'm not sure people understood how badly they needed to revamp that roster after 2022 and you know, certainly after this last year too. I believe – I don't know how long he's going to be here, but as long as he's here, I think they're going to use the portal quite a bit. But as time goes on, I can see to where it's less portal and more high school because they realize they need to build that way as well. But I think they're always going to use the portal to try to fill holes.
Talking with Brian Howell from the Boulder Camera. Boy, this schedule for Colorado is a doozy. They start with North Dakota State, which has had all kinds of success at its level, then at Nebraska and at Colorado State before opening Big 12 play with Baylor. That's called hitting the ground running. That's a big challenge for the Buffs.
Yeah, no question. And they're one of only a couple teams in this conference that has to play every team that's in the preseason top five of the Big 12 rankings. So it's not an easy conference schedule. And you're right, you know, out of the gates non-conference wise. I think nationally, I'm not sure a lot of people understand how tough that schedule is. You know, North Dakota State obviously has a history of beating teams like this, and at Nebraska is going to be really tough, especially because CU's won the three last meetings, and you know those fans want the bus big time. And then that trip to Colorado State is not an easy one. Colorado has not been up to Fort Collins in since 1996, and so those fans look forward to seeing the bus on their campus for the first time in a very long time. And so that's a tough three-game slate. And then, again, you get in the conference, and they've got to play all the contenders, or whatever what we think are the contenders right now.
And you're talking about K-State, Arizona, Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State, all on Colorado's Big 12 football schedule. So you mentioned earlier, Brian, that you think Colorado's a viable contender or could be in this conference. Couldn't you say that about 10 of the teams?
Yes, you absolutely could. And I'm going to throw UCF in there. I think UCF is one of the more underrated teams around. And, you know, when I look at them on paper, I think they're going to be really good. So that's another tough one on Colorado's schedule. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. There could be 10, 11 teams in the Big 12. You say, yeah, you know, if they get a break, you know, then they could be a contender. But I do think Colorado's in there. And I don't know what those breaks are, but I think that there's capability there if some things go their way and they can steal some games to be in that mix.
All right, good stuff. Really enjoy talking college football. Thanks for coming on and giving us a preview of Colorado. Thanks, Brian.
You bet, anytime.
All right, Brian Howe from the Boulder Camera, talking a little Colorado football. Now, see, I feel like I know a little bit more.
What is the? Is that a newspaper, the Boulder Camera?
Of course, it's been around forever.
That's a weird name for a newspaper.
Well, it's a camera into the community.
Fair.
It's a beautiful name for it.
I guess I don't understand a lot of... Why is the paper the eagle? What does that signify?
It's an eagle eye.
Flying above.
We got eagle eyes up there doing a great job of finding the news that matters.
All right. What about the Times Picayune?
The Picayune is a you know, what is a Picayune?
I don't know. I mean, some news, I guess newspaper names make sense when you think about it, but eagle has always confused me. But if you're talking about being eagle-eyed and having your eye on the
community. The eagle was named many, many decades ago. I don't know what the motive was.
What about the beacon? What does that mean?
The beacon, a beacon of light on the community. We're going to shine the light on the happenings of Wichita.
Yeah, it all adds up.
Doesn't it? Why do you need to ask me?
Marshall Murdoch was ahead of his time.
The Wichita Eagle Beacon.
Yeah.
Or eagle eyes shining a light.
That's what I'm saying.
How much more pertinent could you be?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? No, yeah, seriously.
I'm trying to think of what about the Star Register? That makes sense, I guess.
Of course it does.
I'm trying to think of other newspaper names that don't make sense. Just let me have this.
The Capital Journal. I mean, that of course. The Kansas City Star.
What is the star? What does the star do?
The star shines light.
The Post, news.
That's the job of a newspaper.
The Globe. What about the Globe?
Because you cover the Globe.
You are not the Globe.
The Dodge City Globe covers the Globe.
But it doesn't. They it's not a Globe.
They cover the Globe in terms of what they aspire to do. To Dodge Cityans, Dodge City is their Globe. Does that make sense?
It doesn't.
To me, it makes perfect sense.
What about the Jamestown Sun?
The Sun, again, don't you understand?
No.
Shining light.
Really?
Are you dense?
That's dumb, though. I don't like that. What about the Call of Woonsocket in Rhode Island?
I don't know what you're talking about. Let's take a break. You're getting out.
Westerly Sun of Westerly.
You've jumped a shark with your...
I didn't mean to.
Kind of, no offense. Nah, I won't say that.
What about
that?
The Daily Leader?
Leading, moron.
Why talk yourself up like that?
We'll take a break. Back in a minute. Hour number two, we've got Bernie Miklas, Anthony Kastrovitz coming. Maybe we'll do a game next. Or we'll do it at 3 o'clock.
Well, Max is playing, so it's up to you.
When do you want to do it?
I'd rather do it at top of the hour, I think.
Top of the hour, we'll do the game. I thought we might do Aerosmith this week, but I forgot to tell Max, so it's my fault.
It's too bad.
They came off the road because Steven Tyler can't sing anymore.
Yeah, it's...
I wonder if Don Henley's thought about that.
Well, obviously not, because they've got 20 shows and probably counting in Las Vegas.
We hope he can still sing, right? That's our hope.
Well, I've seen him sing, so he can still sing.
Steven Tyler said, nope.
He can't still sing.
I admire that, don't you?
No, I mean, either you can or you can't.
Oh, he could have made something happen. He could have auto-tuned it up or lip-synced it or whatever. But he's coming off the road. Aerosmith hanging it up.
They're done. That's
which is remarkable because
weird.
Even as long as they've been around forever. It's still almost surreal to see a band just stop.
Yes, but I mean they've had the same people in their group basically forever. So if you're still touring, you can still seem sort of modern and still relevant. And then to just abruptly end it is—it's
truly a band that couldn't put a new frontman out there and survive.
No, no chance.
Journey did. I don't know how.
Because he sounds exactly the same, and that's
well,
what
they could find somebody who sounded like Steven Tyler. But it would the personality of Steven Tyler cannot be replaced.
Right. It's more than just the songs.
It's, but a lot of bands do it. Chicago replaced Peter Cetera.
Personality different. There isn't much of one with Peter.
Well, no, now offense. Watch out now.
No offense
you're
to get, Pete.
You're getting into my territory.
Well, I mean, it's true. I love Peter Cetera, but he's not flying off the page with charisma and frontman
aura.
Well,
he had good charisma. He was just fine. That band's charisma, Chicago I'm talking about, was mutually divided. Their horn section has great charisma.
Do they?
Sure they do. Jimmy
do
Pankow?
That?
He's fantastic. You've never seen Chicago.
Who are...
Have you?
No.
See, I always catch you in these things.
Catch me in what?
Where you're trying to sound intelligent, and I just...
Because
I blow
think,
that up.
Not
I blow,
really.
I put a stick
said,
of dynamite
well,
in
you
it.
You said, well, the tuba player has charisma. That's
I didn't
not
say
an,
that. I said they're horn arc.
That's, well, it's the same thing.
Go watch a DVD of, go get on YouTube and watch Chicago.
Who are the bands that could not replace their frontman?
The Stones.
Lead singer. Right. Guns N' Roses.
Right.
Would be one. Axl.
Kiss.
Who's their frontman?
Gene Simmons.
In a way, I guess.
Queen, although they did.
Yeah, so that's not on the list.
They're still out there, but you can't replace Freddie Mercury.
Adam Lambert.
He's great, but
he
can't really replace Freddie Mercury.
Nobody can replace Freddie Mercury. That's why they don't even call themselves Queen with Adam Lambert, not even Queen.
Who else?
I don't know. There can't be many.
The Police.
No, you can't replace Sting.
Name some other bands. I'll
the
tell
Beach
you.
Boys did it. The Eagles did it. Fleetwood Mac did it.
Well, the Eagles have so... Don Henley's their lead singer.
Do you think if he had met an untimely, that they would have
Would have been done.
Really?
Guns N' Roses yes. replaced the lead singer for a while.
I think
Brian Johnson of AC/DC sang with them for a while.
I thought... Axl Rose sang with AC/DC.
One of the two, but AC/DC had, I thought it was Brian Johnson sang with them. I don't know. They did replace
it the way around.
Bit.
But it's a new thing out for both of you called Google.
Well, I don't need to look it up because I'm pretty sure I'm right.
The days of having those kind of discussions should be over.
Yeah, but you still want to have
them. I thought it was. Well, it's fine to have them. No, it's not. It's not
too,
fine
it's
to have
clicks,
them.
Too many clicks. Like, I don't want to do it. Did Brian Johnson sing with the
All you have to do is Google.
Yeah, I get it.
I do it a million times a day.
A million?
No, I do it a lot because I'm a curious guy, and these questions pop up all day long.
You just think about
and
stuff.
And back in the day, what did we do? We just...
You
we
didn't
had to,
know.
We had to
call
do what
somebody.
You do. I thought it was Brian Johnson.
And is that... A perfection of technology for you, or is that an imperfection?
That's a perfection of technology.
Not to me. I'd rather interact with a human.
You'd rather call somebody and say...
I'd rather have the argument.
How many calories are in sliced carrots? That's what you'd rather do.
That sounds good. How many are there?
I don't know. I can look it up.
I bet I could have looked it up on the package even back in the day.
No, you couldn't. They didn't have it.
They didn't have nutritional information.
Not then.
When?
They just gave you a package of carrots and said, go for it.
Well, they probably said, hey, it's pretty healthy.
Not a thing was written except carrots.
Well, there wasn't massively unhealthy food and a whole bunch of processed stuff back then either. You went to the grocery store, you got your produce, you mixed it up, made something, and you were done.
Well, I got to figure out where to go for a good salad. You got any tips?
Nope.
See, I could Google it.
Well, you go to that place that we went to.
So far. Where?
Doc Green's.
That's a pretty good idea. That's not a bad idea.
Well, they do, in my experience, have the best salads.
Yeah. Where's the nearest one to me?
Mays Road.
Oh, my goodness. Can we bring something closer?
Well, that's where everything is. Is on Mays Road.
I may have to do that. That's a pretty good idea.
I know.
Leakers has a solid bar.
Well, it seemed like you were out of favor with Leakers because you said I need to find a place with a good salad.
No, I like them, but they're quite a ways away too. And today's meatloaf day, as you're well aware.
10 minutes to Doc Green's.
15 to Leakers.
So there you go.
And 15 to Doc Green's. Depending on the traffic.
It usually was about 8. So yeah. 8 from my old house to here. So yeah, probably about 12 to 15.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing that close to where I live. We did try Barrel Boys Barbecue the other day. Very good. A little pricey. No offense, guys. You do a great job.
What'd you have?
I had the brisket with some corn. You know, scalloped corn.
Scalloped corn.
And beans.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. Whatever they call it. It's really good.
Scalloped corn. Is that a thing?
I don't know if it's called that. Idiot. Well, look it up. I'm so tired of you.
Well, what would it be?
I don't know what it'd be. It's corn.
I don't even know what scalloped means, to be honest.
You put a little texture to it.
Is it?
Scallop it. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll play the game for about 15 minutes. I want to get to Bernie Miklas at about 3:20 today.
Well, we got a game.
I got things to talk about. We'll play the game for 15 minutes. When we come back, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH, brought to you by IHOP, the IHOP hotline. All-you-can-eat pancakes at IHOP now through September 15th.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.